It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. A group of law professors is filing ethics complaints against 10 current and former New York prosecutors who have illegally removed people from juries because of their race or religion. WNYC public safety reporter Samantha Max read through the complaints, and she joins us now to tell us what she's learned. Hi, Sam.
Hi, Michael.
What are these current and former prosecutors accused of?
They are accused of misconduct in a handful of district attorney's offices across the state, including here in the city in Brooklyn, Manhattan, and Queens. One prosecutor struck all the Latino prospective jurors for a Latino man's trial. Another removed the only two non-white people for the trial of an Afghan man. Another former prosecutor admitted to using notes that were filled with racist and sexist instructions to avoid choosing a diverse jury. And in each of these cases, it's important to note that a judge has already ruled that the prosecutors broke the law, so that's not the question. In some of the cases, the misconduct resulted in overturned convictions after people had already spent years behind bars. But state records show that none of the prosecutors have faced any public discipline. Several of them have even been promoted over the years. And it's unclear whether they faced any private discipline that just has not been publicly reported.
Sam, what are the legitimate reasons a prosecutor may dismiss a potential juror during jury selection?
Prosecutors and defense attorneys are both allowed to send home a certain number of people without any given reason, if they think that person isn't likely to agree with their theory of the case.
What would motivate a prosecutor to disqualify a potential juror based on their race or religion?
I spoke with an expert and former prosecutor named Ron Wright, who told me that attorneys on both sides are essentially just trying to get jurors who will believe their theory of the case. They're in this courtroom looking at a group of strangers, and they're trying to find any clue that they can to signal whether someone is likely to give them the verdict that they want. And Wright said that race can serve as a proxy for a lot of life experiences. So both prosecutors and defense attorneys have historically struck people based on race, sometimes on purpose and sometimes just subconsciously.
Now, Sam, you spoke to a man who was convicted in a case that was later overturned because the judge found bias in jury selection. Tell us about that case.
Yeah, so I spoke to this man named Dexter Murray. His case is at the center of one of these complaints. When he was on trial in Manhattan for allegedly assaulting a police officer, he noticed that the prosecutor kept dismissing black people from the jury, and that really concerned him because he's black.
I was afraid at that point because I knew that I wasn't going to get a fair trial. If you were getting rid of all of my peers, because according to the Constitution, you're allowed to have jurors of your peers, and African Americans experience different encounters with police.
Murray asked the judge to let the jurors stay, but the judge allowed the prosecutor to dismiss them anyway. He files an appeal, and then a few years later, after Murray had already been convicted, another judge ruled that the prosecutor had violated the law. So that judge overturned Murray's conviction and ordered a new trial.
What is the goal of these ethics complaints? What does accountability, if that's the goal, include or mean in a case like this?
I mean, it could mean individual discipline for these prosecutors. It could mean investigations into their past cases to see if there are other times that they were illegally striking jurors. And it could also mean a larger look at the practices of district attorney's offices in the city or even across the state. Six of these complaints are against the Queens District Attorney's Office, so these law professors want a bigger look into what's happening there. And it's also to just shed light on this larger issue and potentially see changes in the system here in New York. Some other states have already taken steps to make it harder to discriminate against prospective jurors. Arizona has gotten rid of these kinds of juror dismissals altogether. Washington State created a rule that bans discrimination even if it's not on purpose. California expanded its rules even beyond race to include things like gender and sexual orientation. And New York has considered several of these options, but there hasn't been any movement to overhaul the system yet.
Samantha Max covers public safety for WNYC. You can find her full story at gothamist.com. Sam, thank you.
Thanks, Michael.